Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Francesca.
Good morning.
Good morning. There she is. Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Fabulous. Fabulous. I am so excited to have you today on the air because we have an exciting show this morning. It is bright and early, I know, for all of my loyal Brown Sugar Radio listeners, but you know, I figured we might as well go ahead and get started early, rise and shine with Brown Sugar Radio and her special guest today, Francesca Simmons. I'd like to tell a little bit about Francesca for those of you who are on the line this morning joining us. You know, Francesca is a woman that has a mission statement. She has so many phenomenal things going on. As I mentioned earlier, she's a global distributor for Skinny Body Care. She's also a college educator, a mother, businesswoman, I mean, certainly a jack of all trades. But the thing I love the most is that she is committed and passionate to the goal of helping others maintain a healthy lifestyle. And so that right there really blew me. And I said, I've got to have her on my show because it's really important to make sure that we take care of our bodies, because if we don't, no one else will. And so, Francesca, I am so honored to have you on the show today, because many people neglect their bodies daily, and we want to talk about that today. But first, let's start with your own personal success story and testimony, how, you know, God just really worked with you, and you had to bring, you had your, I call it my come to Jesus moment.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I mean? You had your own moment. Yes. Let's discuss your story this morning.
Okay, well, I can honestly say I've been in healthcare for a long time, undergraduate degree in rehabilitation counseling from Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then I decided to go ahead and listen to my professors and get into the work industry. And then I actually found out I was pregnant with my daughter after I graduated from college. So it was awesome, you know, that I was bestowed upon the inheritance of God's kingdom. So my daughter will be 13 this year. So amazing. But my journey had actually started after the birth of my daughter. I got sick a month to the day after I had her and had to go back in for emergency surgery to have a gallbladder removal, and then found out that it's hereditary in African-American women due to eating high fatty foods. It also is prone in women in the ages of 18 to 25. So I delivered my daughter at 23. So I had no idea all of these statistics, nor did I know that it was hereditary and prone in African-American women. So, you know, it sparked an interest there to, you know, find out more about the body, even though I was already dealing with healthcare. And then I moved from Louisiana to South Carolina and began working in the healthcare insurance industry, and then also working alongside with provider relations, hospital relations, and then that's how I got into education and studying, working with the Southeastern Health Disparities Collaborative, with the then 8 states, I think it's 16 now, where they've combined. And then went into smaller insurance companies and then started really educating physicians on the importance of healthcare and then healthcare insurance. But my personal story with that, while traveling, a lot of the rural areas don't have healthy, quote-unquote, restaurants or places or venues for food. So while you're traveling, whether you're flying, whether you're driving, you tend to pull into a drive-thru, get something quick, and then get on to the next meeting. Well, I did that for 7 years, and, you know, that was a choice that I made. And ultimately, it had a negative effect on my body. And so in 2010, I realized that there was an issue with my body, and I had gained a lot of weight, and I knew that I had gained some weight because all of my clothes weren't fitting right. And then I went to my doctor, and I said, look, I'm having all of these experiences with symptoms. My heart is racing. I'm sweating all the time. My legs and my feet are swollen. I can't fit in my clothes, and something's just not right. And I can feel it, but I just don't know what it is. And that particular doctor said, well, you're just working a whole lot. You just need to sit back and, you know, relax, elevate your feet. He prescribed Ted Hose and sent me back home. And I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what was wrong. And so my church every year has a health care fair. So I went to the health fair, and I actually saw my pastor's doctor, and I saw his nurse, and I saw a blood pressure cuff sitting on the table. And I said, are you taking blood pressures today? And she said, yeah. And I said, do you mind taking mine? I said, I'm really curious now. And when she took my blood pressure, the reading was 152 over 110. And she looked at me and she said, I don't even understand how you're walking around with these numbers. She said, this is stroke numbers. And I said, are you serious? And she said, yes. And she said, I don't think this is right. Let me take it again. And when she took it again, it read 158 over 112. And she said, okay. She went and got my current, he is now my doctor, there at the table because he was speaking with another patron. And he said, darling, you need to get to my office right now. And so we did a comprehensive exam and a comprehensive physical from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And he is phenomenal. His name is Dr. Reginald Parker of North Lake Family Medicine here in Columbia, South Carolina. He is phenomenal. So one thing that I definitely understand is, you know, he did ask me the question. He said, do you even have a doctor? And I said, yeah, I had one. I told him all my symptoms. He said, well, he's now fired. I'm your doctor.
So, right. Okay.
Exactly. He said, you know, there is no way, shape, form, or fashion that you should have been walking around. He said, and you did the right thing. You paid attention to the symptoms of your body. He said, and then you sought medical attention. He said, I'm just so floored that he didn't take heed to your, you know, your symptoms and your advisement. He said, but, you know, we're going to make sure that you're taken care of. So I don't like taking medication, but, you know, I am a preventive and precautionary person. So Dr. Parker did advise me. He said, look, I don't know how long your numbers have been this high, and we have to stabilize you. And I said, okay. And I said, I really don't like meds, but okay. You know, I'll do whatever is necessary for my health. So he said, okay. So, you know, I've been taking hypertension medication for blood pressure. And in 2011, I was introduced to Skinny Body Care. And at that time, I was working out with a trainer to get my weight down, to get my health back under control. And, you know, and I said, no, I'm not going to take Skinny Fiber. I'll just, you know, continue to eat right and work out with my trainer. Well, by the end of 2011, I had dropped the 50 pounds. And then, you know, we hit a plateau, and it was a hard one. So I was running 2 miles a day, doing weight condition training 4 days a week, and we still couldn't figure out why I couldn't lose, because our goal was to lose 70 pounds in the year, and we only lost 50. But that extra 20 pounds would not drop for nothing. So I said, okay. So the beginning of 2012, I went back to my friend that introduced me to Skinny Fiber, and I said, okay, now, I'm going to give this the 30 days that it says, and then that's it. And so, you know, I was highly skeptical. But at the same time, I had tried everything. I tried Spun Fast. I tried Nutrisystem. I tried Jenny Craig. I tried Weight Watchers. I tried everything, including my physician tried, you know, even the prescribed medications like metformin that is for diabetic patients, but it assists persons, you know, with weight issues. And then Victosin, which is also like a diabetic medication to help decrease the weight. Both of those meds that are prescribed meds made me sick. So I said, okay, Skinny Fiber is all natural. I'm going to give it the 30 days that it says, and at the end of the 30 days, I'll assess again. Within the first 3 weeks, I dropped 15 pounds on Skinny Fiber.
Wow.
And I was Hold on.
She said three weeks, not three months.
Right. 3 weeks.
21 days.
And so
I went back
to the doctor's office. It was so hilarious.
Amazing.
I'm like, okay. I said, let's do some blood work. I really need to see this. I need to see what's going on. So, you know, I'm very, very good about looking at precautionary measures and paying attention to numbers. I am a numbers person. So being a businesswoman, that's the first thing I do. I look at the numbers. So we did the blood work. The blood work came back. My cholesterol had dropped 350 points. And then not only that, but we took my blood pressure again. So even though I was taking the hypertension medication, it did stabilize the numbers from the 152 over 110. It dropped it down to about 136 over 90, 86, something like that. And then when we took the numbers again after taking the Skinny Fiber, my blood pressure was back to the numbers that I'm used to of 112 over 78, which is actually normal.
That
so,
is amazing. I just have to ask you this, because as an African-American woman, you know, in our community, it is common to have high blood pressure. And unfortunately, because of a lot of the foods in our culture that we like to have, and, you know, I just have to put it all on the table, because we have really, truly have to, we have to wake up to these warning signs. Our body talks to us. You paid attention to the warning signs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So many of us don't, and that's why we end up in the hospital. And if you end up in the hospital, God was gracious on you that day, because that's better than the mortuary, amen? A lot of people don't even realize you are walking around
with something that is lethal. That is so serious,
yes,
to pay attention to high blood pressure.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
I'm amazed.
Yes, especially in African-American women, you know, I've just been reading some of the studies and listening to my doctor, and he said, you know, in African-American women, you guys do so much and you work so hard. He said, sometimes y'all don't pay attention to the signs. He said, and you're stressed out, and stress is the number one killer in African-American women because
yes,
we suppress a lot of the, you know, the things that make us upset, you know, career builder women, you know, phenomenal women that are, you know, wearing multiple hats. And then the one thing that we don't do is we don't rest, and rest is the natural healer. So
yes,
if you actually just schedule as many meetings that you schedule your time to sleep. And I actually had a friend of mine tell me that 2 years ago, and he said, Francesca, he said, you're a phenomenal woman, but you can't be any good to anybody if you don't get any sleep for anything.
Wow. Look,
so
schedule your sleep. A nap. So have your power hour. Make sure you
yes,
take the time out. Or my grandma used to call it her beauty nap.
Absolutely. And I used to kick at my dad when I was younger because he would always take naps after work. And I'm like, Dad, why are you taking a nap? It's not nighttime yet. He said, honey, you'll understand when you get older.
Right.
Naps are essential to your life.
My grandmother. Keep living, baby. Keep living. I'm like, oh, Granny, you don't need no nap. Come on. She's like, honey, and by the time
yes,
I finish my, she used to love her Young and the Restless. And,
absolutely.
She was like, but honey, by the time I finish my Young and the Restless, she said, it's time to shut it down, baby. She said, Granny got to get her beauty sleep. And I thought she was
yes,
being funny.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh,
well,
man,
you know,
I'll tell you.
The phenomenal aspect about skinny fiber is that I don't have a gallbladder. So, you know, the gallbladder is understood as your turbo processor because it breaks down the foods and it helps digest the foods. So it also decreases the metabolism if you don't have it. So your weight loss process takes a little bit longer than most, because you don't have that turbo booster, so to speak. And my surgeon, once I had it removed, she told me that there in Baton Rouge. So I said, okay, so what does that mean? She said, that means that you're going to have to change your diet completely. She said, over time, you'll be able to eat some of the foods that you really like, but you really want to be careful because you won't have the quote-unquote turbo booster to break down those fats or whatever, and so it may not be in your best interest to have them. So, yes, I did change my my eating patterns, and I did change my diet, but over time, even when I started traveling a whole lot, some of those rural areas that I went into the physician groups and to the hospitals, you know, to educate and to negotiate medical contracts for these insurance companies, there were no healthy places. And staying in a hotel, you know, with the room service, you can order so many salads that cost $25, right? So,
right,
so,
exactly.
And it's not like you can take the salads with you in a container because they just, you know, room service just provides it on the plate. They don't give you, you know, a to-go box so that you can take it on the road with you. So it was unfortunate. I just really wish that there were more places, you know, especially for travelers, to eat healthy. And I do understand that there's healthy items on the fast food menus, but actually if you look at, you know, the caloric intake and the sodium amount, you might as well get the, you know, the burger and the fries.
Now, see, that is an excellent point that you mentioned, because a lot of Americans feel that, you know, with the modified food menus we have today, such as the grilled chicken sandwiches versus the fried, or the wraps that they have available now, are healthier food choices. One thing I do like with my daughter at McDonald's, they offer apples now instead of French fries, which I do know that is a healthier option. But let's get into the menu that they have for fast food. As far as, okay, tropical smoothie is one of my favorites. I don't know, do they have one out there in your area where you're located, or they don't have tropical smoothie there?
No, they don't have tropical smoothie. They do have a smoothie shop, but I can tell
okay,
you that the smoothie shops, unfortunately, are not in every area of the same city, if you understand
okay,
me and follow me. So they're
okay,
in certain areas. And, for instance, you can find a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Sonic on every corner, right?
Right.
But
right,
the smoothies or smoothie kings or, you know, the healthy, they're more in the posh areas, more in the walking mall areas where it's upscale shops, if you will, because
okay.
there's high traffic area. And I do understand as a business person that you want to get the most bang for your buck and you want to put your business in front of high traffic areas. However, there are high traffic areas in those other, you know, areas that are more inner city that need, that have a need. And you
right.
know, it's unfortunate that those particular areas are not even considered.
Wow.
And I've noticed it not just in South Carolina. I've noticed it in Louisiana. I've noticed it in Texas. I've noticed it in, you know, in North Carolina, in Virginia. I've noticed it. So, yes, I haven't visited multiple states up north, but here in the South, yes, it, you know, it's more metropolitan areas. You know, you'll find the smoothie areas in the airports. You'll find them in along the strips that are seen to be high traffic areas of multiple persons that would like to partake in it. But if you go into the inner city, more urban, rural, urban or even rural areas, you won't find those. You won't find them.
Well, that is interesting because, you know, you would think that with the smoothies or anything that's a healthy, like we have a healthy nut out here in Vegas, and then we also have another health out, like just an outlet store where you can go and you can purchase foods like on your lunch hour and so forth. I don't know if they have a Joe's Trader out there also, but just some of the organic foods. One of my favorite is Whole Foods, okay? Yes, Whole Foods out here. And the thing, though, that a lot of people are faced with are the expenses that come with healthy food. You know, the organic food, you get an apple, and it's like $5 where you could go to Walmart and you can get a regular apple, you know, for maybe half that price, if even that, you know? And so how can we live healthy, fancy, without the extra expenses, living healthy and trying to accommodate a healthy lifestyle?
Well, one thing that I can honestly say is to pay attention, and I teach my students this, get your most recent bank statement from the previous month and even the previous 2 months, and I actually do this with all of my students the first 2 weeks. Pay attention to how you spend your money. And I actually have asked them, I don't ask to see them because that's their personal information. However, you know, I challenged them and I said, you know, print it out and then I want you to go through it and then highlight every time you went through a drive-through for the entire month or the entire 2 months. And then after you've highlighted all of those items, then I want you to calculate how much you actually spent in a month or how much you spent in 2 months. And then if it's over $350, then you need to start making some changes because a lot of people will say, I can't afford this. No, you can afford it. It's really not that expensive because if you actually pay attention to how many times you swipe your card or you give the cash to fast food joints or even restaurants where you sit down, I mean, a good meal at a restaurant would be maybe $25, $30 at the most. You know, if you do the 2 for $15, I know Outback does that on Sundays, the 2 for $15 for a person. So even if you spent $15 for two persons, yeah, that's a deal, but how many times are you actually doing that in addition to going to the drive-thru? So if you actually take that $350, which I actually had a student that came up to me after class and said, I did not even realize I was spending this much money on fast food. And she was like, that's not healthy for me. And she was like, I just thought that because, you know, I'm in school, I'm getting something on the way to work. And I said, yeah. So you may want to take that $350, go to Costco, go to Sam's, you know, go to wherever it is that you can afford, and then change your lifestyle. And then once you start with how much money that you spend, it actually sends a notification to the brain where you're ready to make a change because you're like, oh, I spent $350 just on fast food alone. We hadn't even calculated in rent or mortgage or lights or phone, cable, internet, if you have children, right? So if you have after-school daycare and you're trying to understand where is all my money going, if you pay attention to how many times you go into a drive-thru, you actually really can't afford to be healthy. It doesn't cost that much money to buy a loaf of bread. Okay.
Right. And that is an amazing point that you mentioned. Yes,
yeah.
It truly is. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, how often they actually are running through that drive-thru. I know that I was bad at that, you know, running on my lunch hour, going out, mm-hmm. you know, to eat with my girlfriends. And, you know, at that
Absolutely.
Time, you don't really think about it, you know. You're like,
Absolutely.
Okay. But it is
yeah.
so true.
It is. And we actually really can afford it. We can afford it if you want to. You can do anything that you want to do. If you
this
put your mind
true.
To it.
Absolutely.
If you really want to be healthy, then you will start making the decisions to be healthy. This is something that I even teach my daughter. You know, and I teach her, you're an eagle and you can fly. But if you continue to put yourself around chicken birds that can't fly over the gate, honey, then you'll start believing that you're a chicken too, when you really can spread your wings and soar higher than the mountaintops. It's all in your mindset.
Wow.
It starts in your mind first. So
Mm-mm.
if you don't believe that you can afford it, then no, you can't afford it. However,
right.
if you start believing, you have to first start to think it. Then you have to speak it. Then you have to believe it. Then you have to do it.
Mm.
It starts in the mind first.
A battle of the mind.
Yes.
That's exactly what
yes.
it is.
Yes. And
Absolutely
then sometimes,
phenomenal.
You know, you have to also understand that everyone will not agree. And sometimes you have to agree to disagree. And then everyone will not believe you, because you also have to think everybody in this world is not positive. They're not happy. They're, you know, and some that infamous statement that our elders used to teach us, misery loves company. Sweep around your own front door before you put yourself around somebody who's miserable.
Right.
So if you take
there you
care
go.
Of your own household and you make yourself happy by taking care of your own household and the people and the contents of your own household, you don't have to worry about those persons who are out in the, you know, in the world that are miserable and upset with life. It starts with the mind. But if you allow your now not discrediting persons who help those, because sometimes you do have to reach out to a friend and say, hey, look, girl, or look, man, you've
right.
been in this place long enough. It is now time to move forward. And I've had a couple of friends with that because, you know, even along with traveling, you know, experiencing life issues, relationships that didn't work, and, you know, just upset and depressed. And I actually have a really good support system, a really good group of friends who, you know, came to me and they said, look, you are too much of a great person, and you're a phenomenal person, and we love you, and we want you to do better, and you haven't been in this place before, and we don't want you to stay in this place. So, you know, if you see friends, even family members, you know, or even students or whatever the case may be, just sometimes a smile or a hug actually gives them that extra hope, okay, maybe tomorrow will be better. If you speak life not only over yourself but over others, you create an environment of positive happiness, because what you put out in the universe comes back to you.
And that is very true. And, you know, that's one of the amazing things that I was drawn to in regards to living a healthy life. Healthy, a lot of people feel that being healthy is only physically healthy, but emotional health also is another one. And that's a whole other segment. You know what I mean? I'd love to get into that, but we only have a few minutes remaining. And I'm telling you,
sure.
you have been a ball of resource. I mean, just truly like an encyclopedia today. I just want to pick your brain some more and get some more information. But before we go, I want to tell my listeners what drew me to your page on Facebook. I was actually, it was actually a shared post that I seen from a friend on my Facebook page of yours.
Uh-huh.
And it was
okay.
the post regarding the fat flush. And you did
sure.
the fat flush on the go, and you had mm-hmm. it in the bottles of water, and, you know, you had,
right.
you listed the ingredients on how to still live healthy on the go, because that's a mistake we often make, stating, oh, well, I'm not at home. I don't have time to make salmon, bake salmon, and, you know, I don't have time to do,
sure.
you know, all of the wonderful things that we can do for our healthy lifestyle. But, you know, you made it a point to say, look, you can do the fat flush on the go. Don't make no excuses. So I tried it, and I'm on actually day 6 today. And I have to honestly tell you that over these last 6 days that I have been doing the fat flush, I honestly feel amazing. Usually in the morning when I get up, I'm kind of groggy or I'm tired. You know, you still feel sluggish. Like, man, I didn't get enough rest. Since I've been doing the Fat Flush, and this is, like I said, my day six, I can honestly say that I get up and I feel renewed. I feel refreshed. You know, I have a vibrant beginning. You know, like I really, really, truly feel good. Now, I've always been a wateraholic. I love water. You know, ever since that I was pregnant with my children, I knew water was vital. I had to drink it all the time because I was always thirsty when I was pregnant. And that also is another sign. Listen to your body, you know. And I just continued the habit, and my kids, I even have them hooked on water now. You know, people are amazed at how much water my children drink. But with that Fat Flush, that's how I discovered you. And as I continue to read more on your page, I said, wow, just looking at the exercise and diet habits that you have on here, sharing a healthy lifestyle, you have the water detox on there. I can't wait to try a lot of the recipes you share, a lot of the health fitnesses. But the most fascinating product that I seen was that Skinny Fiber, which, by the way, I will be ordering a bottle from you. I'll talk to you off air with that, because, honey, 21 days and 15 pounds? Come on now. That takes usually three months to do that for some folks.
Yes, ma'am.
You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. It's phenomenal. It really is, and it's all natural. And, you know, because being in healthcare and wanting to research, I researched every product that was in it, and I found every last one of them. And not only that, but Dr. Oz even promotes two of the products that's in our blend, the glucomannan and the Caroluma plant. He promotes that individually. So I'm like, man, this is okay. Skinny Fiber is where it is. And then not only that, but I decided to become a global distributor with it, which it's only $10 to be a one-time fee of $10 to be a distributor. And we're, you know, in 160 countries. So we are international, and we're helping people worldwide. So it's just phenomenal. It is phenomenal. So to be a distributor, that was the best.
That's it.
It was just
$10.
The best investment. Yes,
$10. Oh, see what I mean? Now, that's okay. I may have to be a distributor. You know what I mean?
And, yes, ma'am.
Get out of here, faggot.
And I teach my students this, you know, your one job, because of what's happening in our economy, even with the companies, the corporations, a lot of them are leaving the country or ending up going under. And, you know, people are unfortunately losing their jobs. However, you know, you're going to have a plan B. You're going to have a plan C, D, E, F, and G. You're going to have to create multiple lines of income. And, you know, I listen to Steve Harvey every morning and also to T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen. And, you know, and I pay attention to a lot of these individuals. And they all say the same thing. You know, you have to, one, speak life over yourself, but you have to create multiple lines for yourself, because if one entity doesn't work or something happens, you have another backup and then another backup. And especially if you have children, invest for your children's sake. For
that's
your children.
It. Absolutely.
Because ultimately,
yes,
they're our future. So
right,
they do what they see us do. So if we're not empowering each other, then they won't empower. You understand? It'll take
absolutely
them some time before they get, by the time they get to adulthood, to figure out, oh, I was supposed to start empowering people. But if we teach them that at a young age, look at how phenomenal our children will be when they become adults.
Okay. I mean, honey, that's the gospel truth right there. I mean, goodness, you know, it is really true. We have to make sure that we lead and guide our children, you know, in a way that as they get older, it's going to follow with them. And so, you know, I often think of the scripture that says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they get older, they will not depart. But Fred, I'm telling you, we could go on and on. I am so upset that I'm out of time, because I really and truly want to get some more information. I'm going to have you back again, maybe like in July or August, because this just is not enough time for us to really discuss all of the benefits of health and what it can do for our bodies. Before we go, though, what I'd love to do is have you give your websites, any specials or promotions that you have for my loyal listeners today, and as well as your, I see that you have a huge following on Facebook.
I do. I do. And in the Healthy Friends group, it's phenomenal that Fat Flush on
almost 3,000 followers. Yes, that is beautiful.
Actually, I have more than that. I have the Healthy Fancy Friends group, and we're at 11,400 persons. So
that's
it's worldwide.
Beautiful.
It's so awesome and so phenomenal. When I saw the numbers grow, like last, after that Fat Flush on the go went viral, the numbers started like growing very, very rapidly. And I was like, whoa, look at God.
Right. Now I have to join that page because I'm on your personal page right now, Fancy. I'm going to have to join the Healthy Friends because on your, but go ahead and give the links. I don't want to take up too much more of your time before we have to go. Okay, go ahead.
The website link to order the Skinny Fiber is www.fancythat1.com. And you can join the Fancy Friends, Healthy Friends support group. You can actually find me on Facebook at Francesca Simmons. So, and then you can also, with Brown Sugar Blog Talk Radio, you can find the links there as well. And
beautiful.
The specials that I have is buy two, get one free. Or if you want to try it out with a group of friends, we have a special of buy three, get three free. So you get six bottles, so you can split it up with six of your friends and all of you can do it together. It's phenomenal.
And how much is it for one bottle, friends?
For one bottle, it's $59.95. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
how many
that's
ounces?
The online. Yeah, that's the online price. The retail price is actually $79.95. So you're
beautiful.
Actually saving $20 purchasing it online. And then you save actually more money when you get the buy two, get one free, or buy three, get three free.
Okay, that makes sense to me. And it's quality, all right? I don't want
listeners
to freak out and say, oh, I can't afford that, because what did she just tell us? We can do. Now, if that was a pair of shoes, okay,
Hello.
You can get those Jordans for $50, okay? If it was, you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it real.
Exactly.
That Coach purse, $200-$300, we could find the money. So let's find the money for our health. France, I have truly enjoyed you today. I'm upset we are out of time. But I know that it was meant for us to cross paths because it was truly amazing what I learned. And I'm definitely going to have you back this summer so we can continue speaking on health and wellness because it's vital. It's so vital because if we don't take care of our bodies, no one else will. It's been a pleasure having you here on the show. And I just want to say thank you. Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio today.
Thank you.
All right. So there you have it. We have Miss Fancy. You know, I always think of that song. So you fancy, huh? When I say her name. Oh, it's amazing, though. I just want to tell you all that it has been a journey, you know, learning about your body. And, you know, the older you get, you realize how blessed and fortunate you are to still be alive and to still be able to have the functionality of every limb on your body and take care of your body because, I mean, at the end of the day, You really are truly 20 years from now, right now what you're doing, you are telling your body how it's going to be, you know? And so at the end of the day, it's vital that you just take care of yourself. The scripture that I want to leave you with is one of my favorites, and I love it. She has Jeremiah 29:11, and I love that scripture. And so I want you guys all to take the time out to read it and research it because, you know, at the end of the day, you won't prosper if you don't have a vision, and you have to think positive about what's going on in your life because positivity is what certainly helps to bring that mental clarity. In the scripture of Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." I certainly hope that has blessed you on today on Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Have a fantastic morning.